So we start by stopping. Stopping to be here now, to be a little bit more in the realm of being than doing. So today we're going to be exploring the ideas of giving and receiving and how it is a constant exchange in so many realms of living. But before we get into all of that, here are a few thoughts for you to sort of try on for size before we begin. And if any of them seem especially right for you today, know that you can come back to them at any time. I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to feel whatever I feel and meet that with kindness and acceptance. I'm free to feel whatever I feel and meet that with kindness and acceptance. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. I am free to notice. I am free to notice. And I am free to give, and I am free to receive. I am free to give, and I am free to receive. So now bring your awareness to the surface that you are resting on. So maybe that's the floor if you're lying down, or a bed, or a couch. Notice your main points of contact. If you're lying down in the usual way, you'll be aware of the contact the back of your head is making with its support. You can notice the contact the back of your shoulder blades, the back of your rib cage, and the back of your pelvis are making with the floor. Back of your arms, your elbows, the soles of your feet, or maybe the back of your legs resting over something. So just noticing that contact. And you could ask yourself, where is the ground? Where is the ground? What am I touching? What am I in contact with? What am I touching? What am I in contact with? And what is touching me? What is touching me? So you could notice that a kind of giving and receiving happens when we are in contact with something else. You are giving your weight to the surface beneath you as you lie in rest. And you are receiving support, accepting and receiving support from the ground. You could even imagine that you are being held, even cradled by the ground beneath you. So you could think, I am free to give my weight to the ground, and I am free to receive support from the ground. I am free to give my weight to the ground, and I am free to receive support from the ground. So now expand your awareness out to include the space that's all around you, the space above you and below you, the space in front of you and behind you, the space to either side of you. And you can have a sense of yourself in your space. And you could ask yourself, where is the space that's all around me? What do I notice about the space around me? And you could even ask yourself, what do I notice about the things in the space around me? So the questions, where is the space? What do I notice about the space around me? And what do I notice about the things in the space around me? So just know that you are giving your attention to the space around you, and you are receiving support, maybe even a sense of safety from the space around you. So you could think to yourself, I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. So now I invite you to just do a little kind of mini scan of yourself and just see what you notice when you pay attention. What are the places that come first into your consciousness? What might you have to use a little more kind of attention to get to? What isn't so obvious to you? So I invite you to accept and acknowledge anything that you notice, and encourage you to meet any pains or discomfort, whether that's mental or physical, with awareness and kindness. Know that there's nothing you have to change or do or fix right now. You're free to be as you are, and know that you are also free to move at any time to make yourself more comfortable. So now shift your awareness to get curious about where there might be a little bit of easing in you. Where is there a little bit of ease? Where do you just seem to be easing a bit? Just a little bit. And you could think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. So as you kind of ask yourself this question, where is there a little bit of ease? Where seems to be easing a bit? We're going to move through some different places in the body and just see if there's any ease there at all. And it's just to notice, that's the success, the noticing, not whether there is ease or not. So think to yourself, I'm free to notice the ease, any ease that might be there in my feet, my heels, my toes. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my ankles, my legs, my calves, my shins, my knees, my thighs. Just any ease that might be there. I'm free to notice any ease in my hips, in my back, my low back, my mid back, my upper back. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my shoulder area, in my arms, my elbows, wrists, in my hands, my palms, my fingers, and my thumbs. I'm free to notice ease, any ease that might be there in my heart, in my throat, in my neck. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my face, my forehead, around the eyes, cheeks, lips, mouth, jaw, and the very top of the head. I'm free to notice any ease in my whole head, in my whole body, in my whole self. I am free to notice ease. So when we give attention to any ease that might be there, when we shine a little light on it, in return, we may receive a greater sense of ease, of easing within us. So now bring your attention, or give your attention even, to an awareness of your breath, of your breathing. So start out by noticing the air going in and out through your nose. You may notice that the air is a little warmer on the way out than it was on the way in, as it's been warmed by your body. And then expand out and notice the movement that your breath is creating in your body, this gentle, ongoing ebb and flow, a giving and receiving. So you can think of the rhythm of your breath kind of like that of waves coming into shore, that may be quite regular for a little while, but then suddenly there's a kind of a pause, and then a massive breath or wave rolls in. And then they kind of settle again. Maybe there's some little just lap-lapping on the shore. And then they deepen again. So just be with your breath, your wave-like rhythm, and know that your breath is constantly adjusting to your needs of your body, of what you're doing in any given moment. And that it works best most often when we let it do its thing. So to allow us to become aware, to give our attention to our breath a little bit more deeply, you could have a sense of the three-dimensional expansion and gathering that happens with each breath cycle by imagining that your rib cage is a very flexible, moving barrel with moving walls and moving floor and even a little moving ceiling. So it's just very flexible. And you're going to, in your imagination, put yourself like a little speck of your own consciousness inside this barrel. So from this vantage point, from the inside, you can watch the effects of your breath. So as the air comes in, as your breath comes in, you'll notice the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as the breath moves out again, you'll notice the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move back towards you. So just stay with that for a moment or two, just observing your breath as if from the inside. Just following your rhythm in your time. So as your breath comes in, whenever that is, you'll notice the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as your breath flows out again in your time, you'll notice the floor and walls of the barrel all gently move back toward you. So not forgetting about your breath, but including it in yourself, including it in your sense of your whole self. Just think to yourself, my body breathes me. My body breathes me. My breathing is free, and I am free to notice my breath. So now, as we come back to a sense of our whole self, again, including that awareness of that breath and that constant giving and receiving of air and that ebb and flow, that you have a sense of your whole self. And I invite you to think for a minute, maybe a few seconds, about the idea of giving and receiving. Think first about simply giving in whatever form that comes to you. Could be your attention, could be a gift, it could be help, it could be any number of things. So just whatever comes up for you, and notice how you respond to that. Just to notice, maybe it's what you expected and maybe it's not what you expected. And now let's do the same for the idea of receiving. Again, whatever comes to you with that idea of receiving something, it could be a gift, it could be help, it could be your attention, it could be any number of other things. What comes to you when you think of receiving, and how do you notice yourself respond to that mentally, physically, emotionally? What do you notice? And is it different from how you responded to the idea of giving? So just to notice. And so before we finish up today, reflect on what you noticed just then about giving and receiving, and maybe about how you responded during the earlier parts of today's talk when we were using the ideas of giving and receiving to do with attention and support and our physical being. Does one feel easier than the other? Are there certain ways that are easier to engage with than others? Again, just to notice. So giving and receiving, if you did notice that one feels easier than the other, is a kind of paradox that we can't have one without the other. It's always a two-way process. So now, before we finish, come back again to noticing your contact with the surface that you're resting on, and know that you are supported from beneath. And you can think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. Then expand your awareness out to include the space all around you, above, below, in front, behind, to either side, and in every other possible direction too. and have a sense of yourself kind of centered in your own space. You're supported by the ground, you're in the center of space, and you can think to yourself, I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. And in that space, you can think, I'm free to notice ease. I'm free to give and to receive. I am free.